Hello, Keith here, and before this episode starts, I just wanted to say if you watch this podcast in video form on YouTube, you can see all of the challenge entries that we're speaking about. Obviously, we can't do that with the audio version of the podcast, but we will include links to everything we mention in the show notes. Now, on with the podcast. So a couple of months ago, we started the Workshop Banter Challenge, the first and hopefully first of many challenges, which was all about building a project using one palette. I don't know about you, Matt, but I was overwhelmed with how many entries we had.
Oh, so many, and so many great ones.
Yeah, I counted between 50 and 60 in total, which was way more than I expected, considering we haven't got a huge listener base or whatever the word is. So thanks ever so much for everyone who participated in the challenge. We, you know, hope you really enjoyed it. We certainly enjoyed seeing all of the entries come in. And I guess the only other thing I wanted to say was really sorry if we missed reposting any, because it just got a bit unwieldy. And also we had some real technical problems finding them all, because if you used hashtag workshop banter challenge, which is what we obviously said to do, turns out that isn't that searchable anymore. So if you type in hashtag workshop banter challenge into YouTube, you expect to see all of the challenge entries, but you don't. You just get a load of other recommendations. So it was tricky to track them all down. And if we've missed any and you want your project to be reposted by us on our Instagram, just get in touch and we'll obviously do that retrospectively.
No, I was going to really say all the same things you said, that I was very worried that we'd miss things, because actually Instagram as well, even every day I would go on there and then sort by latest, and it didn't seem to work.
Yeah.
So when I was re-looking through things this week, there was ones that I'd missed.
You haven't seen before. Yeah,
I tried to like heart and so people had seen that I'd seen everything but missed them. So really did try and see everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I haven't, I do apologise.
There are also a few entries that I think perhaps didn't listen to the rules, but let's not be too sticklerish about that.
Yeah, I mean, I broke the rules straight away in mine.
That's true. But yeah, I think there were some that perhaps didn't just use one palette, but, you know, let's not worry about that stuff. Purpose of the whole challenge was just around inspiration, really, for others, and I certainly felt inspired by some of the things that I saw. The other thing I just wanted to say quickly is thanks to everyone who went the extra mile and put out YouTube videos as well. I counted 9 of them that I could find. Whether there are more, I don't know. There was Little Falls Workshop that made a really nice stool. One of the things I really liked about that was how he pretty much seemed to use every part of the palette. Benjamin Hammond at the Mill made an oak palette wood storage crate. Martin Murray made some ornamental flowers, sort of a bandsaw project. As usual, injected his humour into the video, which was really good to see. From the Palette Shed made a laminated side table. Backyard Chippy made a spice rack. Coins to Collect made a piggy bank. There was an apiary ornament, which was a new thing for me. Apparently that's some kind of beekeeping thing. That was by MPLM Workshop. And I'm Gonna Make made a garden gate. And we'll leave links to all of those in the show notes. In fact, I missed one on my list. Sorry, Useless to Useful made a hat and coat stand as well. And if you've been watching my channel for a while, you'll know that hat and coat stands are very close to my heart.
Have you still got any of those?
I do, yeah. And they've become so precious that I don't really know what to do with them now.
They're key to your whole channel, those.
Yeah.
It's a bit like when the ravens leave the Tower of London, the monarchy will fall or something. And you're like that with coat stands. So as you said, this was our first time doing a challenge. So we've learned a lot on doing it, and maybe all these entries in different places that we can't find, was we didn't really think it through. But we'll do better next time.
Yes, we'll learn from our mistakes.
Maybe that'd be another thing as well. People could comment on like what the next challenge should be.
Yeah, that would be great, yeah.
Even though we're probably not going to do one for another, I think a year is a good...
It could be a while, yeah. I've always wanted to do a challenge that was based around salvaging something that you've found.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a bit of a vague thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And also, I don't know how achievable it would be for everyone, because I think if you live in the city centre or close to a city, it's usually easy to stumble across things in skips and things like that. Whereas if you live more rural, it can be quite tricky.
But even at a boot sale, I bought some rusty things last week.
Mm.
So you can, you know, for a very small amount of money, and you can do them up, and I don't know, go to charity shops and upcycle a bit of furniture. In fact, I went to one the other day, a massive out-of-town warehouse one, and they've really kind of tapped into their market. They had a wall of chalk paint, so they're selling the furniture, and then obviously they know that people, what people are going to do with it.
Yeah, there are some organisations I've seen that remix paint colours, but from salvaged pots of paint, which I think is such a good idea, because how much paint just gets discarded, because you get to the end of the pot and there's still a little bit left, and what do you do with it?
I went to a town the other day, and there was this thing called the Eco Store in the town centre. It must have been a Woolworths or something big at one point. And we went in there, and it's full of crafting supplies, and then it had a members-only section where you join for £10 a month and you can pick like five items a month from it. And you weren't allowed down the aisle, but it's having a good little look from the end. And like bags of leather offcuts, tins and tins and tins of half-empty paint.
Yeah.
Like, wow, what a great resource.
That's awesome.
If I was local.
More of that, please. We need more of that. So I don't know how many you picked out, Matt, because obviously initially I think we said we'd pick our three or five favourites or something like that, but then it seemed pointless to limit it to that if there were more that we wanted to call out as being ones that we were really excited by or inspired by.
They're all good. There's not one thing, I think, I don't want to be rude, but I am. sometimes you look at people's woodwork and like, oh, well, that's a bit rubbish. But there's nothing that is not a good project. So it's very hard. I think it'd be interesting to see how much crossover there is.
Yeah.
Even when we pick our recommended watches, at the end, we often have gone for the same thing.
Yeah. Hit us with not your favourite, but one of your call-outs then.
Okay, this one I think is, I find, the most impressive, and it's the vertical chess set.
Yes, yeah.
I made a vertical chess board years ago, but I didn't make the pieces.
Mm. A lot of hours went into that, I bet.
A lot of hours, and it's really a nice-looking thing. As in, you'd just be happy to have it on your wall as a piece of art.
Mm.
I really like that. It is by 9.5 Woodworks.
Awesome. One for me would have been the DRB London post, which was a birdhouse. Really ornate little thing. I mean, again, the hours that went into that. It was absolutely beautiful.
Again, you wouldn't know it's pallet wood, would you?
You wouldn't know. Although, you can see some of the staining. You know that kind of weird black staining you often get on pallet wood?
Yeah.
You can see that in the base, which is interesting. But yeah, the only thing I worry about is how long it'll last outside, because if I made something that splendid, I'd be worried about letting it get weathered.
Yeah, I do like the shingles or the cladding. I don't know what you'd call it, but that's really nice. Okay, this, in a way, is really simple, but it's made me think of pallets in kind of a different way. Walton Woodman, I think I'm saying that right, and it's just a shelf for his son that kind of fits into an alcove, and so it's just loads of strips of pallet wood laminated together, but it looks lovely, and he's put a curve on it. It doesn't, you look at it, you wouldn't go, it's pallet wood. Really nice looking piece of wood. As a lot of the projects look like pallet wood, which I love that rustic kind of style and lean into the whole pallet wood aesthetic, and other things are just going, no, I'm just going to treat pallet wood like normal wood and make something. So I just, it's one flat piece of wood, but I like it.
Yeah, I also really liked the bread bin by Darren Twigg, which had like a, I think you call it a tambour door, where it's made up of multiple pieces, but it all kind of folds up as one, which allows it to curve around a shape.
Have you ever done a tambour?
I haven't, no. I'd love to.
I'd love to as well. There's loads of great videos on it, isn't there?
Yeah.
Because do you put a fabric backing, don't you, to the
to allow it to act as a hinge kind of thing. And it just looks like something that's really satisfying to do, and perhaps isn't as difficult as it appears to be. I'm not sure. I'll save my judgment until I've tried it.
I'll let you do it first. I think it's very much your aesthetic as well. It's very mid-century.
Yeah, love it.
No, it's a very nice piece. And again, you wouldn't know that was pallet wood.
Another one that I really liked was the modern kind of sleek coffee table by Steve Bell. That just looked fantastic.
That's in my list as well. I really like the black legs against the pallet wood slats. Yeah, it looks absolutely stunning. Yeah, you'd pay a lot of money for that in a shop, I think.
Yeah.
He might have broken the rules.
I don't know. You never can tell.
Especially if you've got one of those big...
The really long pallets.
Yeah, the long pallets.
Yeah. I saw a couple of people using those long pallets. I think one of the YouTube videos as well, he was using one of the long ones.
Yeah, they're the best ones to get.
They are.
I've only had one, but I could almost pull the slats off with my hands as well.
Yeah, it's easy.
Like it's so much wood and it comes apart flawlessly. Like, these are dream pallets. So we were talking about workbenches, and I want one that's on casters. Oh, this is one we've reposted. So John has made that, and he's found some pallets with, I don't know what you call them, but the really chunky bits of wood in between, that he's managed to use those for legs and then a pallet top.
Stretchers, are they called? I don't know.
Yeah. I actually really like how rustic it looks. Yeah, the wood's got character to it. But yeah, I'm tempted to make something like that for myself, just because I want to be able to move it around easily. Actually, he did a couple of other entries as well. He made a mud kitchen that looks nice, and some raised beds.
Oh, wow.
But I think the bench is definitely my favourite.
From one John to another John, I really liked the John Wiseman pallet wood stool, but he's used the blocks as the top of the stool and kind of shaped them so that they're rounded and they just look almost like cushion-like, almost like a Barcelona chair style. I just thought it was such a creative way of utilising the parts from a pallet that aren't usually used, so I really liked that one.
Yeah, I always throw them on the firewood pile, those bits. But there's a lot of work to have rounded off those corners and got them all the same size. And they're nice hairpin legs as well. They look like they're like bronzed or rusted. They're not just the standard black. Yeah, that's a really nice piece.
I've got another one which I had to call out purely just because it is a cat house. For the cats called Bruno and Rollo, or Rollo, I'm not sure. But that was by Bruno Fernandez, and it just looks like a really nice, nicely made cat house. It's kind of reminiscent of when I made a dog house, which is one of the first projects I made on the channel. But when I saw this, I thought, oh wow, it looks really similar to what I made. But yeah, really cool. Nice little outside place for the cats to hide.
No, that is nice. This is something that's really simple. Simon Edben, probably saying your name wrong. Just a dovetailed hand tool tray.
Mm.
Really pretty little thing. And I'm tempted to make some. I think these little storage boxes that stack up are a great idea.
Yeah.
And a perfect use of a pallet.
Smaller projects are just so much easier to make look nice, because you can kind of cut out the nail holes and knots and imperfections, can't you?
Yeah.
So this is, I think, my last one. This is the step stool by Howitt John.
Yeah.
It kind of has some industrial looking hinges and it folds out. And it's just one of those things that just looks like it's really useful around the house, but it looks great as well. It's not something you'd want to hide in a corner. You could have it out on display because it just looks excellent. And I want one of those.
Yeah, it's nice. Favourite one is Jovic Workshop. And this little tiny end table to go on the side of the sofa.
Yeah.
It looks like it's been India inked.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it has, because it's got a distinctive look, which I'm a big fan of. Just the way it's curved, all the bits are curved. Yeah, just to put one drink on. So no good if you've got cats or a child, because this is a delicate little thing that I can imagine me sitting there with my nice glass of whiskey resting on that little end table. I like it. I'm tempted to make one.
Yeah, and a really handy thing to have in a compact, tight space as well, I should imagine. Brilliant project.
And it makes you think that sofas are badly designed. Like, why is there not something like that just built onto the end of the sofa?
Yeah.
I want to always put my tea down.
Maybe we should build a sofa.
I've looked at building things like that, and I'm sure you have, because you've built some garden furniture. it's the price of the cushions.
Yes, that's always the problem, isn't it?
You're paying more than what you'd pay for a sofa.
I think I've seen Benjamin Ueda on YouTube, Homemade Modern. He's made multiple sofas over the years. And I think he started his own cushion company or something. Because obviously it was bothering him that much.
I was in Dunelm the other day and they had some massive square cushions that would look like, they almost used like bean bags, I think. You threw them on the floor.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's almost armchair pad size. So if you bought two of those and built an armchair around, one being on the seat and one being the back, then I could, because I want like an Urkel armchair.
Yeah.
And I just didn't realise how expensive they are.
Mm.
But it'd be an interesting project. But it's one of those things I've got to have time, because I'm not going to knock out an Urkel armchair in 1 week.
No. My favourite one, I don't know if you saw this one or not, but it was by Ben at _ Studio Yan. He did a video about this as well, but it was an Instagram video. And the video was fantastic as well. But the project was an iPad and accessories case. It's going to be difficult to explain, but it's kind of like an oval-shaped, really nicely designed piece. Lots of curves, lots of work has gone into it. It fits his headphones in, it fits all sorts of stuff. It's hinged, it opens up, and then I think it doubles up as a stand. But it's just fantastic. So that was my personal favourite. I just thought it was brilliant.
I totally had missed it. I hadn't liked it. Yeah, it's stunning. And so I've missed the video now because I've had a look. It's not saved.
I think I might have got to it yesterday to refresh my memory. Yeah, I have. We'll do a list of all of the ones that we've called out.
I'm watching it now.
Oh, cool.
He's got a lovely old Starkweight drill press as well.
Yeah.
So I'm going to like this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a good pick, Keith. I think you might have picked the most technically skilled build out of them all.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. Great craftsmanship and a really cool project.
Yeah, I'm watching this thinking, no, I couldn't build this.
No, I don't think I could. I think I would give myself too many headaches with this.
Yeah, yeah. All those, to work out the angles of each piece.
Yeah.
And then to have created the angles with a hand plane.
And he made his own handle out of a scrap piece of metal as well, which I just thought was cool. Yeah.
No, that's a very good, very good top pick.
Awesome. So, yeah, like we said at the start, thanks ever so much to everyone who participated. And onwards to the next one.
Yeah, everyone's a winner, really.
Yes, everyone's a winner, for sure.
No, it's fun. And I can't remember what you made, Keith. That's terrible.
I made a box that's actually in the chair in front of me.
Was it a dovetails?
It was a dovetail box, yeah.
One day I'm going to do a video of me having a go.
You keep saying that, Matt, but I'm still waiting.
I'm so nervous. It's. I do show my mistakes because there is a lot of mistakes in things I do. But I'm nervous about just going, this is me having a go at doing something first time, and it might just be embarrassing.
Remind us what your project was as a table.
I cheated because I had a herringbone pattern table, used all the wood from one pallet for the herringbone, but I needed a sub base, so I did use a bit of ply off a plywood pallet for that. So I'm disqualified straight away. Otherwise, I'm sure I would have won.
Did we offer any sort of prize? I can't remember.
We offered the recognition of the Workshop Banter community, which is the highest prize you can get.
Absolutely. So yeah, _ Studio Yan and Jorvik Workshop. Is Jorvik, not Jorvik. Not sure how to pronounce it, but sorry if we've butchered any names throughout this. I'm sure we did. But
I definitely will have.
But no, it's been great. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. And I think we didn't know how interested people would be, but we're blown away by the interest. So
absolutely,
we would definitely think of a next one for next summer. And probably we announced it and then we're going to go through the winners in 2 months. But actually trying to source materials and do it and maybe choose video, maybe we'll give people a little more notice and time.
That's a good idea. Yeah, we should definitely do that.
We're making it up as we go along, which I'm sure is very obvious to everyone.
we should give ourselves more time as well. Because I panicked. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to fit this in.
Yes, we should have started the challenge with our entries.
So maybe next time we do a challenge, we'll do that and hopefully get a bit more engagement. Not that we're disappointed by the amount of engagement that this one has had, because it's been amazing. No.
But what we'll probably do is not write that bit down and then totally forget and do it wrong again next time.
Yeah, that sounds like us.
Yeah.
Obviously, this was the first episode after quite some time, but we do now have two more episodes recorded, so stay tuned for those over the coming weeks. Obviously, at the moment, we're having to focus on the things that bring in money. Unfortunately, the podcast is continuously running at a loss, but it's something that we really enjoy doing. So if you'd like to help support the show, please do consider signing up on Patreon. Links are in the show notes, and thank you for listening.